We're really concerned that that would force a lot on a producer who needs to use this chemistry, put a lot of cost, put a time burden on them, and not compensate for them. A lot of these processes that they would like growers to use to mitigate the risk to endangered species are things that we see out of NRCS. The big difference, though, is that those NRCS items are voluntary and they're incentive-based. Producers get paid for that, and that's not what EPA is proposing, and that has us really worried, especially given the thin margins that everybody's operating on.